This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Thrilled to be here. So we're going to talk about Social Security illegals voting. We're going to make fun of this. I'm not exactly sure what I'm listening to. This lawyer for the ACLU, you're going to want to be here for that. Jasmine Crockett continues to talk, and that's wonderful. All that emails. We have Tariff Day coming and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Antonio Gracias was on stage with Elon Musk. I'm sure he's a very thankful person. You get that, Chris? His last name's Gracias. What, Chris? How did you miss that right off the bat? Man alive. Gosh, this is what happens when you're with somebody who doesn't habla.
Buenas tardes.
Just, you know how we were talking about what the elites of the world are up to and why they're up to it, and they're all fighting a revolution against their countries. Remember that the mass deportation of foreigners, legally and illegally, is a central part of their plans. It's not a side issue. There are some things for these people that are side issues, like the tranny stuff. It's beneficial for the communists in some ways. It's not like it has no benefits to them, but it's a side issue. It's a distraction. Immigration, unending immigration, the importation of foreigners whose loyalty you can buy to replace the patriotic citizen who hates you, that is a central part of their plans. And never forget how evil the Biden administration was, because they were the first one. Even Obama didn't do this. They were the first one who realized, wait, we have all the power. We don't care about popularity because we're running things and Joe Biden's drooling on himself. What if we just brought everyone in, everyone we possibly could, legal, illegal, just bring them all in? Well, there's a few different cuts of this. They're long, but it's incredible information you need to arm yourself with. So I'm going to hand my show over to Antonio Thankful and allow him to elaborate for all of us.
Once you're in the country and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765. It's the work form. You get this form called the 766. That's the authorization. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview. No ID. Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection. That's what's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid, as an example. We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing us was why. We're asking ourselves why. Right. And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote. In this population, yes.
And who did vote?
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote, and we have referred them to prosecution.
Illegals brought into this country, Democrats hand them Social Security benefits, register them to vote, and they vote for, I think you know who, in elections. Did you think they opened up the border because they were nice? Did you think they just wanted some cheaper pupusas? Or did you think this was all about power?
This is what jumped out at us. When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, just this literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this.
In 2021, they found 270,000 illegals who had Social Security numbers in just 4 years of the unchecked communism of Joe Biden. That number had risen to 2.1 million. Democrats are so evil, they brought in as many foreigners as they possibly could in a four-year span, handed them Social Security numbers, and let them vote in your elections.
What Americans need to know, that's why I'm here, is that human traffickers made $13 to $15 billion off.
I'm going to stop on this for a moment. I've said something like this in the past. I can't remember how much I've divulged, so I'm going to be as coy as humanly possible because I told my source I would be as vague and coy as humanly possible. You know that number we keep hearing about the unaccounted for minors? You know that number? 200,000, 300,000. We'll stick with 300,000. They love using that. There's 300,000 unaccounted for minors. That's what's out there. That number is, let's say a fraction of what the real number is. 300,000? It's a joke. That's 6 months worth. No, actually, I take that back. Not even 6 months worth. Children were trafficked by the million into this country. Chris said, how do you lose a minor? On purpose is how you lose a minor. You bring them into the country when you're the Biden administration and you're a bunch of soulless demons, because they knew what the game was. Everyone knows. You bring the children into the country. Of course, they get sent immediately to a foster home or something like that somewhere, some NGO house, something like that. And the children, quote, disappear one day. But of course, they don't disappear and they don't run away from home. They were picked up, usually a prearranged pickup. The child is picked up and whisked away. And I will tell you this, hard as it may be to hear, I'm sure you probably already figured this out, use your imagination, but the children are generally used in different ways. Some of the children, and I'm not going to break all this down for you, and believe me when I tell you, you don't want me to break it down for you. Some of the children are used as simple labor, which is horrific enough. They'll be washing dishes, they'll be cleaning rooms, they'll be whatever. Some of the children, they are used in really awful ways that I'm not going to talk about because this is a family show. You can use your imagination. They even make films with them. It's really, really terrible. Other children, they can be used as a control mechanism for their mother. Depending on the physical status of their mother, the children can be held as essentially ransom over the head of a mother. Well, they will have her do things, and maybe you thought all that was the worst. Oh, man, you were so sorely mistaken. The worst is they're used for their organs. Not something in the movies. International organ trafficking is a big, big, big deal. Big deal. And I want to emphasize a couple points on this because I don't ever want to lose sight of this. What I just said to you is well known in law enforcement circles. If you have a friend who's a cop, been a cop for a while, anybody involved in federal law enforcement, military guys, a lot of them will know about this. What I just said to you is common knowledge and has been common knowledge for a long time. And it was also common knowledge in the Biden administration, who didn't care. They brought the kids in anyway. The Biden administration was the largest trafficker of children in the history of mankind. They brought in these children on purpose, knowing what was happening to them, and they brought these children into hell for the only purpose of more power for themselves. fighting a communist revolution, bringing America to its knees, and of course, in the end, taking power. As angry and frustrated as I get with the GOP, and I do get angry and I do get frustrated, I will say what I've said many times before. In the year 2025, voting for a Democrat is an act of evil. It is evil because the Democrat Party has become evil. I didn't say that because you used to vote Democrat. That's not what I'm saying. If you still vote for this, what they've done, it's an act of evil. It's modern day slavery, the largest slave trade in the history of the world by a mile. Took place under the Biden administration on America's southern border. Did you know that? By a mile. Ugly and true. All right, enough. Let's do some emails. We've done enough of that stuff. Hey, Jesse. First of all, I enjoy your radio show. Tonight I heard you speak on the topic of preserving photos, CDs, /cassettes, which have been overwhelming stash, which I have in an overwhelming stash. You mentioned a company that preserves it all in a digital format. I was unable to write it down as I was driving. Okay, that's Legacy Box. Legacy Box takes all those home tapes you have, home pictures too, the pictures, the physical pictures, the VHS tapes, the camcorder tapes, all the physical stuff you have, everything, and they digitize it. One, so it lasts forever. That's the most important thing. Those other things fade away. They flood, they fire, time destroys them. It lasts forever. One, and two, you can organize it. You've been putting off organizing it. That's because you haven't digitized it. Legacy Box does all that for you. And right now they have a huge special on the tapes. 65% off. $9 a tape. That's ridiculous. Take advantage when they do these big sales. You, and again, you don't have to do it. You mean you don't have to send it in right now. Get the box now. Send it in when you want. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's do a bunch of these emails. Jesse, I'm so tired of hearing no more, never again, and this must stop. The commies at NPR, FBI have no fear of the GOP. Well, you're not wrong. And it's been a heavy day anyway, so I didn't want to slam. You know, I probably shouldn't have read this, but probably shouldn't have slammed this on you. But we have so much work to do. Look, tomorrow is a huge election in Wisconsin. Huge. Are we going to show up? If you're in Wisconsin, your vote matters. Have you texted your friends and told them who to vote for? Don't be nice, by the way. Don't be, hey, just a reminder, I don't care who you vote for, just vote. No, no, nope. Text your friends, your normie friends, and tell them they have to vote. Tell them you'll drive them. If it's your boys, hey, beer's on me. I'll take you to vote. We'll get a beer afterwards. If it's the ladies, you could, I don't know, swap makeup tips or whatever you do. But bring your friends to the polls. Vote. We have 1,000 battles to fight still. Don't let that get you down. Just accept there's no moment. We want this moment. I want the exact same moment you do. I'll be honest with you about something. You ready for this? I said something like this online today, so I'll be honest with you. Do you know that my true passion is not politics? You realize that? I know that sounds weird, but it's really not. I enjoy talking history more than I enjoy talking politics. You know that? I enjoy goofing off. I enjoy this. I enjoy talking about food. My real passion in life is not politics. In fact, when I'm not doing this, I don't like to talk politics. Did you know that? When I'm off work and the weekends and stuff like that, and that makes me very different from most people who do what I do, you can never turn them off. No matter what situation is, they want to talk politics. Ah, Trump, that's not me at all. Not at all. I talk politics because it matters. because it's really, really, really important that we get the leadership of this country right, that we get this country aimed in the right direction. If you could snap your fingers tomorrow, if I could snap my fingers tomorrow and fix everything politically in this country, I'd never talk politics again. Do you know that? I'm just being honest with you. I talk about it because it's so critically important. We want life to be normal so we don't have to do this all the time, don't we? Don't you want that? That everything is normal, everything's okay, so I don't have to work for the next election. I don't want to have to text my friends and tell them to vote. I want to text and make fun of their fantasy baseball team. We have to. And when it comes to Congress, we have to start focusing on taking back every single seat with things that matter. Think about what this guy's upset about things like, let's focus on just NPR. I'll leave FBI aside because we already talked about that earlier. And that's obviously a tougher nut to crack. Defunding NPR? GOP runs on it all the time. Let's defund NPR. All the time the GOP runs on it. Now, if you were to say abortion's a great example. If you were to tell every Republican, House, Senate, Donald Trump himself, I want you to run on being 100% pro-life. The pushback against that, even though I believe in it, the pushback against that is very legitimate. You would have people from purple districts or districts that don't care about social issues as much that would say to you, my constituents don't want to hear about that. Trump didn't want to campaign on it. The country doesn't want to hear about it. And that's a legitimate argument. When it comes to defunding the NPR, when it comes to defunding NPR, you know, the organization whose head, the head of it is this woman.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Defunding NPR would not be unpopular with a single Republican's constituents in the United States of America. Not one. Not one elected Republican in the House or the Senate or the presidency. Not one would catch even the tiniest bit of blowback from the people who voted for him if he voted to defund NPR. It's the easiest gimme in the world. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, they don't want to see people lose jobs. The funding we do of NPR is actually a small part of NPR's funding. NPR may have to lay off a couple communists, but they wouldn't even go under if the American taxpayer defunded it. So it is the easiest, simplest political win in the world, and yet the Republicans in the House of Representatives can't even, or I should say won't even, gather together and say, you know what, I actually don't think that that the American taxpayer should fund a communist network. I think that's a really bad thing. So let's defund it. You can't even get GOP consensus for that. And we can't get GOP consensus for that because the GOP primary voter does not participate in the primary process. And even worse, if he does, he votes for the same loser who's been in there. Look at Lindsey Graham. Blood red state of South Carolina, and we can't get rid of Lindsey Graham to save our life. Friggin' awful. All right, more emails. Talk about Anzio, mac and cheese. Let's talk about meat. I got a ribeye this weekend, grocery store ribeye. And I need to get meat delivery again. The meat delivery services really are great. Anyway, I did stop by the grocery store. I get a ribeye. And I've cooked enough ribeyes to know I can tell before I put it in if it's going to be a good cut of meat or not. You can just tell after a while. I knew it was going to be a bad cut. And I didn't buy the highest end choices cut. I admit that. But it all works out when you cook it perfectly. I put the IQ Sense in there, the wireless cooking thermometer, big old thick ribeye, stuck that thing right in it, slipped it right in the oven after I seared it. Now, I did that because the wireless cooking thermometer, IQ Sense, doesn't have to be removed from the meat, and I didn't want to ruin the ribeye I paid a fortune for. My phone told me when it was done. I didn't have to keep up. Hold on, let me check. Let the heat out again. Nope. my phone. I picked it up. It's beeping at me. Oh, steak's done. Walked over, pulled it out, let it rest, ate it. Perfect. Every time. ChefIQ.com, promo code Jesse saves you 15%. ChefIQ.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I can't believe you don't like Motown, Chris. Why do you shake your head when that? You don't find that beautiful? You don't find that pleasant? You have no soul. Some people say I have no soul. That's what Ob says. I say you have no soul, Chris. If you don't like Motown, you just don't like music. That's actually that seems appropriate that you would just not like music. Okay, so remember how we were discussing earlier how entrenched evil people are and evil parts of the system are? So things have to be done in steps. When you're trying to clean out the level of rot we're dealing with, they have to be done in steps. And I have to give credit where credit is due to Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, because what he did today, it'll sound like the great solution to you. It's not that at all. My solution will offend you. But what he did today is a necessary first step on the way to the solution. And he's talking about men and women in the military and the standards they have to meet.
For far too long, we allowed standards to slip and different standards for men and women and combat arms, MOSs, and jobs. That's not acceptable. We need to have the same standard, male or female, in our combat roles to ensure our men and women who are under our leaders or in those formations have the best possible leaders and the highest possible standards that are not based at all on your sex, if you're a man or a woman. So I'm signing this memorandum today. The services will review, and soon we will have nothing but the highest and equal standards for men and women in combat.
Okay. So one, again, as I said, this, don't take this as a criticism. Props to Pete Hegseth. That's an excellent step getting us in the right direction. I'm sure you probably have repeated those words before. Well, they all need to be held to the same standard. It'd be fine if they're held to the same standard. That is a mistake. That way of thinking is a mistake. And it will always be doomed for failure. And here's why. Well, you know what? Pause. I'll put it this way. Let's say I'm holding football tryouts. Okay? Football tryouts. And I say that women can come out for the team and they can make the team. They're welcome to be on the team as long as they meet the exact same physical standards the men meet. Would you be okay with that? If it was your favorite team, not someone else's team. Remember, again, people love to do that. They love to be nice with other people's things. It's your favorite team, whether it's your favorite college team, your favorite pro team. We're opening up for women, and women can join as long as they meet the same standards. Would you be okay with it? Of course you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you be okay with it? Because they can't meet the standards. Even if you happen to get one mega strong woman who might be able to squeak through, her body is built differently. A woman's body, even big, strong, in shape ones, they're not built to take the punishment a man's body is built to take. That's why we have more muscle mass, more lung capacity, bigger shoulders, stronger hips, leg muscles, bone density. This is all in favor of a man. Therefore, no, women should not be welcome at football tryouts because football is a physical sport. And because we're talking about physical prowess, women cannot possibly meet the same standards. The exact same thing applies to combat roles. You know what I remember maybe more than anything else in the Marine Corps is the exhaustion, because you're constantly physically working at all times. You're out there on a hump, a forced march. You're digging in. You're running. You're crawling. You're dumping. You're dragging. You're carrying. Physical, it's a physical job, just like the football team. Women cannot possibly meet the standards to maintain 4 years of that. Their bodies will break down and shatter, as was proven in the Marine Corps study. That's one. So two, the standards. Well, as long as they meet the same standards, people love saying that, because why? Why do you say that? You say that because it makes you sound nice to other people. You sound reasonable. It's the reasonable take, as long as they meet the same standards. The second you say that, you guarantee the standards will be lowered. Because if I have a physical football team and I open it up to women, then what's going to happen inevitably is we're going to want to get a woman on the team. And if we have to get a woman on the team, we're going to have to lower the standards. I know that because it's actually the exact same thing that happened in the United States military. Go look at what happened to the Army Rangers and units like that. They went through all this. Well, as long as they meet the same standard, that was always the foot in the door. In fact, that is verbatim the foot in the door they used to get women in frontline combat roles. Well, everyone should be able to try out as long as they meet the same standard, verbatim. How did it end? Okay, well, she doesn't have to do as many push-ups as the man. I mean, she is just a woman. Okay, well, she needs a little help on the land nav course. Hey, let's get her a little help. Hey, the boss said he wants a woman in here. We open it up to... This is not an insult of what Pete Hegseth did, because that, at least what he just did, gets us closer to getting women out of frontline combat units. That has to be the end goal. Pete Hegseth, of course, cannot come out and say that. I'm not naive. As Secretary of Defense, he can't come out and say that, because then Trump would probably fire him. Trump doesn't want the political blowback that comes with that. Pete's doing the right thing. He's doing everything he can do. Just know that this is a first step, a good first step. Hey, Jesse, I was enjoying your history lesson about the sideshow war with Anzio. I looked up the Anzio Annie guns you were talking about. My jaw hit the floor when I saw the size and magnitude of these machines. Those were very brave men stationed over there. God bless them all. Look, go look up Anzio Annie. Or you could look up any kind of gigantic artillery piece from World War I. We had artillery pieces that would essentially fire a Volkswagen 20 miles that exploded on impact. It's terrifying. If you've ever read anything from, I've told you about this book before. It's called Storm of Steel. It was written about World War I, where he tries to describe as best he can. Ernst Jünger, I think is his name. Anyway, he tries to describe as best he can what it's like to have artillery rain down on you. And any place where artillery falls, I was actually just reading something about Okinawa, the Battle of Okinawa in World War II, about this, where there were so many of these areas where it was lush vegetation and trees and grass, and after enough artillery, it's just gone, empty, because there's so much hot steel, sharp steel, flying through the air at warp speed at all times, it just cuts down everything, cuts down the trees, the bushes, everything dies. And it cuts through men like you can't imagine. And this is, but look, Russia, Ukraine. Right now, there's a big holdup in this whole thing. Trump says Zelensky's trying to back out.
Zelensky, by the way, I see he's trying to back out of the rare earth deal. And if he does that, He's got some problems, big, big problems. We made a deal on rare earth, and now he's saying, well, you know, I want to renegotiate the deal. He wants to be a member of NATO. Well, he was never going to be a member of NATO. He understands that. So if he's looking to renegotiate the deal, he's got big problems.
And this, Trump is furious over Putin's comments on Zelensky, vows to hit Russia with an oil tariff. I told you when this deal first started coming down, we might be a long, long ways away from getting a peace deal. Well, all that stuff I just talked about with artillery, that's been going on for years over there. It hasn't been on our soil, so we don't think about it. It's been an artillery war. Russians, Ukrainians, you're there with 50 of your buddies. Boom. You're all gone. Your mom has to bury your toenail. Brutal, right? Anyway, couple more emails, then headlines. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But we will, of course, be back tomorrow on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember this war in the Democrat Party of which direction do they go? It continues. Gavin Newsom and Senator Michael Bennett seem to have at least part of it figured out. He was Bennett.
I do agree that the Democratic Party brand is really problematic. And I think that it is a brand that it is, with all respect to my colleague from California, is associated with New York and with California, is associated with the educated elites in this country and not anymore with working people in this country.
He's responding to Gavin Newsom saying this.
And by the way, the notion we just have to continue to talk to ourselves or we're in the same damn echo chamber. These guys are crushing us. The Democratic brand is toxic right now. We had a high water mark 2 weeks ago, and that was a CNN poll at 29% favorability. It's dropped in the NBC poll down to 27%. And I think it's important. Democrats, we tend to be a little more judgmental than we should be. This notion of cancel culture, you've been living it. You've been on the receiving end of it for years and years and years. That's real. And Democrats need to own up to that. They've got to mature.
Gavin Newsom, of course, is a slimy little snake who doesn't believe any of these things. He's the very communist dirtball who destroyed the most beautiful state in the United States of America. But he is the one smart enough to lick his finger and stick it in the air and see which way the wind's blowing. And he realizes just how unpopular this kind of stuff is.
And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kinfolk, such as Byron Donalds, who are going to continue to say that, like, I mean, the fact that you sitting around talking about life was better under Jim Crow, like, is this because you don't understand history? Or literally it's because you married a white woman and so you think that that whitewashed you? I'm not really sure.
Okay, it's Jasmine Crockett being a terrible person like she normally is, but remember, we want her to keep talking. We need to keep playing her voice whenever we hear it. We need to promote the living daylights out of Jasmine Crockett, because the louder the Jasmine Crocketts are, the more popular we are and the less popular they get. Oh, and just a quick reference to she's talking about Byron Donalds there. Byron Donalds is congressman from Florida, in case you don't know, married to a white woman, as is his freedom here in the year 2025. I don't know if Jasmine is aware. I don't know if she's aware of that. But so she made a bunch of racial insults. I'm going to bring this up again for
you. And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kinfolk.
Skin folk aren't kinfolk. Remember, the different branches of American communism. It's all just communism, all just different fingers of the same communist fist. And you can tell this by how they treat members of their, quote, group whenever that member of the group goes a different way politically. You see this, the black communists are maybe the most vicious in the country when black people don't go along with it. They get talked about in the most despicable ways by other black communists. Have you ever talked to a gay person who votes Republican? Ask them how they're treated by other gay people in the country. Ever, look, a woman, you name it. when you leave the group, when you leave from becoming a friend to becoming, in their eyes, an enemy, you are treated worse than anybody else. You're treated worse than Verizon treats its customers. And that is really saying something, I'll be honest with you, because Verizon really abuses their customers. That bill you get from Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, that's abuse. It is. I'm actually mad at me for all the years I had those other companies because I pay half of what I used to pay. I switched to PureTalk and I pay half now. I switched to the Patriotic cell phone company. I have the exact same phone I used to have. The same phone number, nothing changed. And I pay half. And when I switched, I remember it like it was yesterday. I dialed #250. I said, Jesse Kelly, that's what you have to do to switch. I spoke to an American who spoke English. And no, not somebody who calls himself Bob and it's like, can I help you? No. An American who speaks English, because PureTalk loves this country so much they hire Americans. Switch to PureTalk. Save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Also, I had to play this before we get to headlines because it makes me laugh.
They decided to dine and dash after devouring chicken wings, Alfredo, and washing it all down with flights of drinks.
It's not violent, but it's a crime, and it affects us, and it affects our bottom dollar, and it affects our team members.
They were spotted on surveillance, leaving one by one within 30 seconds of the server stepping away. They also forgot that they signed.
They dined and ditched, and they were all over videotape. It made me laugh because it reminds me of all these crazy lefties all over the country who are still vandalizing Teslas. When Teslas record everything, even when they're parked, just another heads up to you moron communists, Tesla has something known as Sentry Mode. It's recording you when you're around it. You're vandalizing the most surveilled car in the United States of America. You will be caught. You will go to jail, or in the very least, pay a hefty fine. I know you're demonic and you have demonic urges. I get it. That's part of being a communist. Try to keep your hands to yourself.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Raphael Warnock, that would be the Georgia senator, lives free in a $1 million luxury home purchased by his church. Just to clarify, the home was not purchased by his church. The home was purchased by the people who attend the church and tithed, thinking they were giving back to God, as is commanded in the Bible. Instead, the pastor lives in a $1 million home for free. Just hell's going to be different temperatures for different people. First quarter GDP growth will be just 0.3% as tariffs stoke stagflation conditions, says the CNBC survey. Look, I don't know what April 2nd is going to bring, but April 2nd cometh. That's Wednesday, if I remember right. And that's the day the tariffs go into effect. There may be some rocky economic times coming. How rocky, I don't know. But it might be rough out there. U.S. officials arrest alleged leader of Salvadorian gang MS-13. We're also still shipping people down south to that terrorism prison in El Salvador. So I don't know if this is Trump officially ignoring the judge's orders or what we're doing, but the planes are still full. Keep sending them. Good for Trump. WHO, that's the World Health Organization, admits no choice but to cut jobs after Trump's defunding. We are getting good things done out there. I know we still have all these mountains to climb, but good things are happening in various ways. Celebrate those and celebrate the fact that I'll be back tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.